Vice President Selun thanks the panelists for their insights. My delegation recognizes the importance of addressing the adverse impacts of the nuclear legacy on the realization and enjoyment of human rights by the people of Marshall Islands. We urge the UN to provide assistance to the government of Marshall Islands in addressing these long-lasting consequences. We commend the government of Marshall Islands for its ongoing efforts to mitigate the impacts of nuclear testing and its commitment to the full realization of the human rights of its people. We recognize the country's rights to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment and its dedication to fulfilling these rights while addressing the human rights implications of its nuclear legacy. We recognize that the presence of nuclear waste, radiation, and contamination continue to present significant challenges hindering the full enjoyment of human rights by the people of the Marshall Islands. These issues have a significant impact on both human health and the environment, which implicates that extent of which the seriousness of the situation continues. We call on all states, relevant United Nations agencies, and other stakeholders to provide support to the Marshall Islands in improving the health and environment of its people. Sierra Leone supports the request of the High Commissioner to provide technical assistance to the Marshall Islands National Nuclear Commission with a view to facilitate the advancement of its national strategy for nuclear justice. And I thank you, Vice President.